You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here on CBD, joined now by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, in studio, as he will be every Monday throughout the season here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Coach, welcome to the studio. Thanks for being with us here today. Yesterday obviously didn't go the way that you would have liked, or certainly many of the fans would have liked, but you got to be happy at least with the defensive side of the ball. To hold the Ravens to just 14 points, very strong defensive effort. And talk a little bit about what you liked on the defensive side of the ball, and also the debut of Mingo, who looked like he was shot out of a cannon on his first NFL play to get a sack.
Yeah, I thought the defense played particularly well in the first half, able to really contain the run. And we talked about Ray Rice all week, what a great player he is in the run and pass game, and we were able to keep him in check. It was good seeing Mingo back out there. He made an impact on the game in his pass rush and flying around. So it was good to see that. And, you know, as I mentioned to the team, we've had two games in a row where we've been up at half. And so, you know, we just have to finish these games out in the second half and do a better job with that. And we're awfully close, and we'll keep working. I believe in the guys in the locker room, and we'll get it done.
By no means would I suggest that you change an offensive philosophy that you know and believe in, and it is about attacking, it is about being aggressive. But with the knowledge of what you have as a team, what your makeup is, and your strength so clearly existing on the defensive side, does it influence how you sort of attack things offensively, how you go about that? Do you, because I know these aren't in a vacuum. Your offense and your defense have to work together. Are you more of a mindset as you go forward here to kind of doing things offensively to play to your team's strength on defense right now?
Well, I think we have to look at just the offensive side of the ball to answer that question. And really, you know, we're looking at the guys that we have and seeing what they do well, and then really trying to tailor the package and the things that we're going into the game with to fit them well. And you look at it, I don't know as much as that is really the opportunities that we have in the second half there in particular. We got to get better at third downs. We know that. We got to continue to improve our protection and make plays when we have the opportunities. And then, you know, we'll get on the plus side of those games.
You look at the offense and the struggles in the passing game to get the ball down the field, you know, the yards per attempt, not where I'm sure you would like it and where it has been historically for North Turner's offenses. Josh Gordon comes back, and while Josh Gordon is not going to be confused with Calvin Johnson just yet, certainly physically he brings something different to this offense. What do you think what kind of an impact can he have coming back now here in week three against Minnesota?
Well, like you said, I mean, he's not going to be a savior, but he will help us. And, you know, he gives us another option and another guy on the field that has shown that he'll make plays. And, you know, that's what we're looking for right now, and as well as improving in a lot of the other areas that we were talking about earlier.
Coach, how much does a guy miss when he misses 2 weeks? And he's able to work out at the facility but not practice. But, you know, how much has his head been kept in things? And how confident are you that he more or less hits the ground running, whatever that is, come Sunday?
Well, he's been around for all of our meetings and involved in those, in the game plan discussions, all those kind of things. So he's been around it. That's kept him in it, and I anticipate that, you know, he'll pick right up where he left off. He's been working out. He actually did some things in the community. So he's been around and involved, doing a lot, and you know, he'll get right back into it.
After week one, there was talk, certainly from people talking on this show, et cetera. Got to get Trent Richardson more involved. Trent Richardson was more involved this week, but didn't have on 18 carries, not a single run over 10 yards. And what can be done to try to help get this ground game going? Is it something where the ground game can help open things up for the passing game? The passing game can help open things up for the ground game? A little bit of both, but, you know, he's a guy that seems so very, very talented and you know, 3.2 yards a carry, no runs of 10 yards. How can that ground game kind of get going?
Yeah, I've always believed, and there's no doubt in today's NFL, that the pass game and the run game are interconnected. The better you do at one, the more it opens up things for the other one. And so, you know, we have to continue to work on finding ways of getting Trent the ball in the run game and being more effective there, improve the pass game, and it'll bring more openings and more opportunities for Trent in the run game as well. And we'll continue to look into doing that and find a way to get that done.
Rob Jedzinski, the head coach of the Browns, is joining us in his regular Monday spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40, ESPN 850 WKNR. Coach, you mentioned to the media earlier today in your news conference that Brandon Whedon sprained thumb, x-rays negative on that, and that it's really going to be a day-to-day process of determining his status, availability, or whatever for Sunday. Walk us through, though, how you're going to go about that with him, and then you left open the choice of who you might pick for a backup. You didn't name anybody as a possibility who might take over there. That a lot of us are assuming it's Jason Campbell because he finished the game and because he has the most or the more experience. But give us a sense of how you're going to handle the whole process.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Brandon and feel like we'll get a good indicator in the next few days of what he's going to be able to do going forward. And you know, I just want to keep my options and our options open as we go forward with the other with the quarterback position and who would be the replacement for Brandon in there, whether it's Brian or whether it's Jason. And there's no hurry right now in naming that. And if that's the case, and we'll wait and see what happens with Brandon, then we'll go from there.
And is any part of this, does it behoove you to keep it open too, so that your opponent is guessing about it a little bit? I mean, is there no rush there so that, you know, they have to, like the rest of us, have to treat it as a mystery?
Absolutely.
It's competitively, yeah. Okay.
I like that. And speaking of the competitive advantage, you're going against the Minnesota team in week three. Obviously, Adrian Peterson's their meal ticket on offense. But right now, the Cleveland Browns can stop the run better than anybody in the league. So when you look at this matchup from a defensive standpoint, it seems to fit pretty well. Christian Ponder has not played so well this year. They don't necessarily have the threats in the receiving game. How do you look at the defense in this matchup? Is this another game that you think you can hold the opponent down, as the Browns really have done in the first two games? Defensively, the teams have played great.
Yeah, it'll be a great matchup and a great test for our defense with the kind of runner that Adrian Peterson is. And certainly, you know, we'll be ready for the challenge. And in our preparation this week, it'll give those guys an extra sense of or an extra reason to get fired up for this game.
And as we look to your plan, I mean, when you think about Minnesota Vikings, and we're just looking ahead here a little bit, we know they're defined largely by Adrian Peterson and the way he's been able to run the football. For 2 weeks now, your defense has handled the run, I mean, really well, and it looks especially to me like a guy like Desmond Bryant has stood out as maybe even the linchpin, where a lot starts with what he's been doing. Your thoughts on how this front has been playing, and especially how Desmond Bryant's contributed?
Desmond's been playing real good football in the run game and in the pass game. Yeah. So he's been playing complete football, and as well as the front seven all have really done a nice job. They're playing the techniques well. They're fitting where they need to fit. And, you know, they're really just running and giving a lot of effort flying to the ball. And it's paid dividends and made a difference in, you know, our run defense.
Coach, as you talk about this Minnesota team right now, and you look at, you know, trying to get this offense going a little bit, running backs have had great success against Minnesota catching the ball. So far in the first two games this year, they've given up 239 yards receiving to backs. It was Reggie Bush in week one and Joik Bell of Detroit, and then last week Matt Forte. They've also struggled with tight ends, and Jordan Cameron's been playing great. Are those some of the areas that you're going to look to try to exploit in this weekend's matchup with the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, we're just starting, you know, our game planning process right now and looking through that. You know, certainly, you know, we'll go through and again, right now it's more about us and making sure that we address the areas that we need to address rather than the game plan specific things with Minnesota that we're going to be playing. So that's what we're looking at for the rest of today and really trying to hone in on what we need to do and want to do as far as fixing the things that we need to get better at.
If there were two things, let's say, on the offensive side of the ball that you really wanted to hone in and fix, what would they be?
Yeah, number one, we want to be more efficient. We had a number of delay of game penalties. And even though you're playing on the road and some of that happens because of the noise and the situations around, there's no excuse for it. And we're going to streamline and get better at that process. Secondly, we need to improve our protection and continue to improve our protection. We made some gains and improvements from the week before. We need to continue to get better in that area because it's not where it needs to be.
Billy Cundiff hits the two field goals he attempted, including a 51-yarder. But I thought the most impressive part of what he did was two kickoffs through the end zone. And that really was driving what you liked about this guy and why this guy's on this football team, those kickoffs.
Yeah, I was really pleased with Billy, his performance so far in the two games we've played. You know, he's 3 for 3 on field goals, and he's kicked, I think, all but one to be in touchback. So I can't be more pleased with him and how he's been. And he's a fun guy to be around and a good guy in the locker room as well.
Well, all right, Coach, we appreciate the breakdown of things, and we know you got a busy week ahead of you to get this team ready to get its first win against the Minnesota Vikings. Appreciate it, and we will visit with you next Monday.
Thanks.
All right. That is Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns. He's joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, each Monday. And coming up, Jerod Cherry will be with us a little later this hour. You're going to hear from Jerod, get his breakdown of yesterday's game as well. Your calls at 216-578-0850, your tweets at Browns_Daily. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.